Blog Talk Radio.
Witty boys, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl. Yeah. Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I know exactly what
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too. Hey girl, how you doing? I wonder if you got a minute. Maybe I could take you out. Maybe we could just kick it. I hope that you open minded. Maybe I could change your world. That's only if you're trying to go. If we and my girl, I see you look a little strange. Don't dismiss it. You only live once. Maybe we can get explicit. If you with it like I'm with it, maybe we could have a ball. My penetration is devastating. It's rated. I fade them all. It's all on you, baby. What you wanna do, baby? With your homegirls, well they can come too, baby. We can get it pop. Have your body percolate. Off a fissure and some weed. We hype you with no hesitation. I see you contemplate. Think about it for a while. Baby, I'm a witty boy. You can tell by my style. She smile, I know I got it. Pop my collar on fresh. When we done with the bra, my girl tell him
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better drink. A pound of the stack of dank and fizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile, one laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games, I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the this is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed to be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescriptions a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you bout it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
There's nothing like being a man on Sunday with no responsibility.
Can one of y'all please get that? Damn!
B, I'm glad to help you out after quarter number four. It's only quarter number one, though, so there's still three more.
Harpiness, this is Honey B. Mrs. McHenry from Child Services? Hi! No, today would not be a good day for a visit. Tomorrow? Oh, yes, that would be perfect. Oh, yes, the kids are very safe. Get your ass down before I bust your little head open. See? Okay, gotta go.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck for the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My seat is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Gimme that I stole this fucking neck. I'll make it disappear, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
Cracking, y'all. The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, and my co-host isn't here tonight, so I don't know. I guess I'll get word on what's going on with that, but as it stands right now, we'll just keep the show going as always. So I'm going to start off, as I always do, with a shout-out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there's no West Coast Wednesdays, there's no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, and no Triple M show on Mondays, all right? So thank you, boss lady, for letting me occupy my space over here and do what I got to do over here on Bang Out Radio for myself as well as these independent artists. Second, all independent artists, everybody out there doing y'all music thing, keep sending me y'all music, all right? I will find a place for it and it will go in rotation, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send in, so like I said, send in your music, promo pics. If you want to do some drops for your boy, I got a rough script for that. Like, anything you want to set up interviews, that's how you get at me, is at that email, all right? And then last but not least, just anybody out there that talks about the show, that spread word about the show, that supports me, supports these independent artists, supports what we got going on over here, supports this reality radio. Thank you, because I know y'all back talking about the show because, like I said, numbers don't lie. And the numbers are getting back up to where they're supposed to be and where they used to be. And it's funny because that only took a week. Like I said, keep talking. Keep letting people know we're back. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep growing. We are all in this together. And so, like I said, I'm here for y'all, so be here for me, and we can make it happen, all right? Now, like I said, I don't know where my co-host is tonight. It is Wednesday hump night, so I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I don't know what I'm in the mode for tonight. Like, I'm a little upset, but, you know, I'm trying to be in a better mode, trying to be in a better place. So I don't know where my mind may go tonight, but let's find out, all right? I'm about to sip this whiskey I got, sit back, relax, and we'll start it off like this. See y'all in a minute.
Showing signs of yourself. Yeah. I let them slide or make them pay interest. Cause this shit can get expensive if they don't cover expenses. That's the difference in the Nova and the fully loaded Lexus. So Maybach with the chauffeur with it, showing street progressive. So all she want is hustles with connections out of Texas. But you gotta keep it quiet, she ain't with it if you're reckless. Bank accounts is on a diet, man, she eat them shits for breakfast. Not too many people know it, but she really want a poet. And bring her inner beauty out the closet, closet, pocket. Too big of a plan for a hobbit. Logic behind the morphing dream when she got it. Profit, transform her body to a rocket. And be the next Twitter trending topic.
Shorty be moving with a purpose. Ass is crazy like a circus. All I do is ask for service when she drop it. Grab the surface and them broke niggas get nervous. But them ballin' niggas be ready. Throwing money like it's worthless and it's falling like it's petty. And she said he keep it moving cause it really ain't that heavy. Plus she said she dig my style.
Belong together, I'm the fire to her ether. She say fuck the mother bitches cause they carrying diseases. Contraceptives in my pocket, I'm smart, not geeked up. Concentrate on my heart and not my visa. Asking who's it gonna be, her or me? Neither. Saying that she loves me, but I don't believe her. She dealing with grips, she's a morphine dreamer. Going ham in the bed, she becoming heavy seizures.
Right.
Calling me professional, I do this in my leisure. Finding diamonds in that rough, I'm that golden retriever. Fucking with my older bitch, 10 years my senior. Playing on her side, cause the grass is much greener. Pin her legs back like I'm trying to break a femur. Going all in every time she tell me deeper. But she is not a keeper, she lacks a certain feature. This picture, no emotion, Mona. Lee
Shorty be moving with a purpose. Ass is crazy like a circus. All I do is ask for service when she drop it, crack the surface. And them broke niggas get nervous, but them ballin' niggas be ready. Throwing money like it's worthless and it's falling like it's petty. And she said he keep it moving cause it really ain't that heavy. Plus she said she dig my style cause my looks are nice and catchy. Then she smoked up all my loud and threw away my Reggie. Told me not to slow down cause she like you in the.
Telephone ringing, I cut off your line. Tomorrow's your man, but tonight you are mine.
making our patty. I go to New Yorker, you drink together. She loves when I choke her. Pulling your hair, smacking your ass. Leaned over balconies, clips full of cash. Spitting your mouth, I can't help it, I'm nasty. Thanking you daily, there's no need to ask me. Emotions attached, we might just be fucked. Drugging our night with drink, left in our cup. Minutes turn hours, hours turn days. We may need a break, but still talking the same.
In the morning, find I hit you like what you say. In the morning, when I wanna fuck you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. I could fuck you all the time.
I got everything I need for this whole operation, Randy. I got my secret plans and maps. Only problem is it's so thin, so light, it can fall out of my pocket and I don't even know what happened. And did you know the screen was so indestructible, it could stop a speeding bullet? Can't stop no damn bullet. It's an iPhone, not the iSpy phone.
Okay. Timing mechanism is functioning. Everything looks good.
Setting the timer. I remember when this first came out, man. Bitches would be coming up to you like, let me see that iPhone. Let it play with it. Let me stick it up my ass. Put it in my mouth. Suck on. And one day, you know, I got tired of all these questions, you know what I'm saying? I let the girl stick the iPhone up her butt. Took the doctors 12 hours to get it out. And you know what? It was still working.
This your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Dagger.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. It's Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. West Coast Wednesday's hump night. Dagger, Queen V. Late, but better late than never. How you doing?
I'm okay. All right. I'm sorry. I was at work, and I guess how to tell them, like, I take daycare past 9 o'clock, but of course they be trying to keep me. And I'm like, no. Can you count my drawer? It's 9:05. I'm about to get out of here. Like, I'm on my way home right now, so guys, give me a second. I'm about to get in the house and get comfortable in a minute.
Yeah, it does sound like a little airy in your background, like you're far away from the phone or in motion. You can kind of tell when somebody's in motion. But thanks for still tuning in, though. Like I said, and being here. Like I said, better late than never. And because I definitely thought I was about to go in on my own tonight, but it's a good thing I don't have to do that. But oh man, I still don't even know where I'm gonna go tonight, but. Trying to stay away from my own personal shit, because my personal shit is really fucking shit up right now. So, because I'm still upset about a lot of things, but I'm not trying to get into that, because this is going to make me more upset. And you shouldn't talk about things when you're under the influence. It's never good to talk about things when you're drunk, so I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to talk about is it's amazing me how, because I'm always the one that's like, well, let me say it like this. How just basically how women I'm trying to make sure I say this the right way. I think I've said it before, how women are objectifying, or no, that's not the word I'm looking for. Women are looking up to the wrong people as role models and shit. Yeah, that's what I want to say. The wrong people are being put on this pedestal like they're all kind of all high and mighty and everything like that, and these people should not be role models. Or maybe they don't want to be role models, but people are posting these people up to be role models, and here's what I'm saying. Now, I recently just saw a story. Now, this lady, Duchess. Remember Duchess? I guess, like I said, I don't normally be in pop culture and everything like that. You know, I don't keep up on these things. But every now and then, I catch some things. From I guess, whatever that reality show was, Ink something, the Black Ink people, the black people that do tattoos, Duchess.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now she's, I guess the show's over, so now she's stripping.
Whoa.
That's what...
Whoa, like, where, like, okay, I didn't know that. That's crazy. And I thought her boyfriend was the owner of the fat shop, like.
I mean, I don't know. According to here, let me read the report. Here's the story. Here we go. Word on the street is Duchess, a.k.a. Caesar's girl from VH1's Black Ink crew, is a stripper now. According to reports, The tattoo artist gave her first performance at King of Diamonds in Miami this week. Ballers in the house, including NBA star Derrick Rose and undefeated boxer Floyd Mayweather, saw this. And I got a picture here. Oh, yep, she's on a flyer, and it says, yep, Blue presents Duchess from VH1's Black Ink Crew, first time dancing. And I got pictures of her up here grooving. Now, it technically wasn't her first time dancing because I saw a clip from the show. I think I saw the show, and then she was dancing for Oh Boy on the show.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if y'all saw that. So it wasn't her first time dancing. But here's my thing, right?
Okay, but I
this is what I don't like. This is what pisses me off.
I mean, it could just probably mean that, you know, it was a party or something crackhead, and she just wanted to do some amateur night. Like, why all of a sudden does that make her, you know, like, that's her profession?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It says here. I mean, let's see. It says here. Let's keep reading. It looks like those tattoo and reality checks have stopped rolling in. And judging from this clip, we should have saw it coming. Like,
wow.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Now, this is why I don't watch these type of reality shows or anything anyway, because it's all a bunch of bullshit. I actually had to watch some of these episodes sometimes. Then I look at this bitch, and she's the one who always gets all hyped up. She was the one who always got hyped up with other girls and was always like, I came from the streets and, you know, tattoo is my life and da-da-da-da-da, like, bitch, no, shut the fuck up. No. Because if you was that good and if you was on point like that, then you wouldn't have went to stripping. It's like you would have, if you was on the show and you was as good as they say you were, or Whoop and everything like that, then you would have continued on tattooing, would have opened up your own shit or something like that or whatever. But no, you're stripping. And this is what I'm also going to say, I'm starting to realize. It's like stripping the cop-out for women. Technically, it kind of is. Stripping and porn. Because that just seems to be what a lot of girls just like to fall back on. Because it's like, I don't understand how you take whatever little bit of fame you did accumulate or whatever, but you use it for that. And that's what don't get me wrong, you're in your full right to do, like, I'm not judging. People can do what they want to do, and I've never been the type to judge people. But I'm just simply saying, for how, you know, the situation was blown up, the damn show, the roles that were played and everything like that, and after all that bullshit is all said and done, you on the pole shaking your ass like any other one of these females out here. So all that other shit was bullshit. And then, this is another thing. I don't understand what people do with their money, or either these reality shows ain't paying like they say they could be paying and everything like that. If you was a star of this show or you was getting these kind of checks and everything like that, what did you do with your money? Who did you owe so much money to or whatever where you got to strip? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's,
you know, stripping should be a last resort, not something you just be like, you know, I want to go ahead and go do this.
That's true. What's her name? I was just reading somewhere earlier today, too, that the little girl from Teen Mom.
She doing porn.
She's a porn star.
I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know nothing about, because I never watched that show. That show really pisses me off. Teen Mom, I can't stand that show. But I did see the thing where it was like, okay, and then I go to look at the clips from some of her movies. You know, I go watch that. But I don't even know who I'm looking at. Like I said, I didn't know the show, so it doesn't connect for me. She doesn't look like any other porn person. But it was like, yeah, but she was a teen mom and everything. But it's like, I mean, there's something deep down in some people where it's like, you just really want to do that. That's why I just rather you just not, don't bullshit me. Like, I feel like people be bullshitting a whole lot in a whole lot of situations, and it's unnecessary because you don't have to. Like I keep saying, if you want to be a hoe, go be the best hoe you can be, but don't try to play me like you're not. And now I just feel bad because, like I said, I'm sitting here watching. I feel bad at the time that I wasted having to watch this show sometimes, this Black Ink shit and Duchess and everything. Huh?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, talking to somebody else. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know if y'all know. I got a little road rage and kind of backseat driver thing going. So I'm sorry. I'm still in the car.
You're road raging from the backseat?
I do backseat driving, and when I'm behind the wheel, I have a little road rage. So, you know,
no, that's
just
not,
a little
that's
bit.
Not, that's not good. But
I know it's not. I know I have my faults, and I said a little bit. I try to keep myself under control, too. I have to be like, okay.
And then... But it's funny, though, because the article continues because she's not the only one. Apparently, there's been a lot of women that are professional women or whatever who has passed through the stripping industry at some point in time. So let's go through a couple of other names. Like I said, Duchess is just the newest one. Let's see who else we got here. Let me read off some names real quick. Some you may recognize, some you may not. So I was like, oh shit, she was a stripper? Like, okay, like, let's see. Now I don't know who this is. Well, I know who she is, but NeNe Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, that was before she even got on the TV. She'd be old enough to her little stripper then. She was like, yeah.
She said, if I needed to make $1,000, I got dressed and went to the club. If my roommate needed $5,000 by the weekend, I would work all week. But she got it in early. You know, my thing is, if you're using that to get somewhere else, okay, that may be one thing. But I don't like how if you got somewhere or if you're supposed to be famous or whatever, then you go back to that. You know what I mean? I feel you should always be moving forward. It's not a backtrack motion. So let's see. She was a stripper. Who else? The money was fast. And the money's always fast. That's another thing you always got to watch out for. Yeah, fast money, but fast money ain't always good money.
Mm-hmm.
Some people fail to realize. Amber Rose, Wiz Khalifa's wife. Is that who that is?
His grandmama. I didn't know she was a stripper. I didn't know that one.
Damn, Amber Rose was a stripper since she was 15 years old. Yeah, she was a South Philly.
She was 15?
I guess when she was 15 until whenever. When she turned 15, she was able to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of these backyard places or whatever don't care if you got a fake enough idea or whatever and you look good enough. So they'll let a girl do whatever she feels she needs to do. And then this is a quote. She said, I was a South Philly hood rat my whole life. I can respect that. I can respect that, but the bald head is never attractive to me. So the fact I would have never spent money on her in the strip club anyway. So that's fine. Who else we got? Dun, dun, more strippers. Who is this? Drea? Let's see. Drea.
Oh, from the Basketball Wives.
Who's that? Who's Drea? Whose basketball
Drea
wife is that? Whose wife is that?
She's not a wife.
She's not a wife.
No, she was a dancer. Well, she was like, you know, how the the Lakers had the Lakers girls and stuff. She was like one of the little dancers. She was one of the little dancers, and I guess before she became, I don't even remember what team she did it for, but like she was a stripper, and then she became like a model, and
she does
King Magazine and stuff like that.
She says, quote, I stripped for a few years, kind of like off and on, just whenever I needed something. And then that's funny, just how girls feel they can just cut that switch on and off. Like, I'll just go strip because I need to do something real quick and then just stop. And just that mentality just bothers me. Like, but she admitted during an interview with Wendy Williams, anything you do in your past can be cleaned up. No, it can't. That, Drea, you're wrong. So I don't agree with that statement at all. But you can believe that if you want to. So it's okay. I won't mess with Drea, whoever, you know, like I said, I don't even know who that is. Let's see. Who else we got? Who else? Eve.
Ouch.
Eve said, Mace came into the club and looked at her literally and was like, what's your name? And then I gave him every stripper name under the sun. Eve said on the episode of VH1's Behind the Music, I was like, I'm Ginger, I'm Sassy. He was like, why don't you go get dressed? Let's go just talk. And when we did, we talked throughout the whole night. He was like, you're really talented. What are you doing here? You know you're not supposed to be here. You know it. It was a confirmation for me that all these thoughts, all this sadness, all these times that I wake up in the morning, I'm like, why do I feel like this? And I know I'm not supposed to be there. It just woke me up. Now, okay, I guess we all come to some self-realization at some point, but let's be honest here. Let's be honest. I think any girl will feel like that if you're in a strip club or if you're a stripper and some rapper comes in and tells you you got any kind of talent, I think you're going to instantly try to find, you know, a way out. It's not like it was just a regular. I bet if a regular dude just came up in there, you know, not millions and millions of dollars, try to talk to the old girl, tell her the same thing, I think things might be a little bit different. But okay, Eve, you know, you can feel good about yourself. I mean, I'm not going to downplay your situation, but I think it's because it was Mace. I'm pretty sure a lot of niggas went in there and told her she probably shouldn't be doing that and everything, but you know, like I said, girls are emotional. Y'all like to milk shit sometimes, so let's see. We have to go on the guy side of things, I guess, for a second. Channing Tatum.
before Magic Mike? Yes, he
well,
was.
Well, he said, oh, you know about that. Oh, you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a sexy white man. I don't care. That's a sexy white boy. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just keep moving. I don't care too much about Magic Mike or Channing Tatum, but okay, you were a stripper back in the day for sure, boy, whatever. Oh man, what else we got? Who else was a stripper? We're doing famous strippers right now, y'all. Let's see, who is it? Oh, well, duh, Jocelyn Hernandez. That bitch don't give a fuck about nothing. Like,
she's so ratchet. I can't stand her. She is just ratchet.
I have never let a man dig all up in my kitty cat, honey. I was a classic stripper, the top of the line stripper, Jocelyn said in the interview with Rolling Out. Guys didn't even touch me, honey. I used to be on stage and make $10,000 in 3 songs.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. $10,000 in 3 songs and nobody gets to touch you? I don't know. But again, there are niggas out there that are like that, though. It's just crazy to me. And Jocelyn ain't even that bomb.
She looks like a man.
Especially for the shit I've been seeing on the shows. As much as shit as she, and like I said, I don't watch these shows, but every now and then I have to watch them depending on where I'm at or what I'm dealing with. I just can't change the channel or I can't do anything about the TV. And the shit that these bitches be going through, the shit that these people be interacting with each other with these bitches, it's like, why are you wasting? Really? She is not that Bob. Like, come on. It is not this serious. Can we please do something about this? I don't get it, especially certain ones. But I guess they're the ones that just, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I could do what I want. Like, and last but not least on this list, Lady Gaga.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Like I said, I didn't
Me
know that
neither.
At first. I didn't know Lady Gaga was a stripper. She was working in the strip clubs when she was 18. Girls from my background, she wasn't meant. But she's saying, like, girls from her background weren't meant to turn into something that she is now. I come from a wealthy Italian family, went to a good school. You're meant to live with mom and dad until they die, she explained. I went against all, and I was brought up to be. I moved out of my home, wouldn't take any help from my parents, and supported myself with waitressing jobs and stripping. So, but see, that kind of sounds dumb. Well, you have the opportunity to have help from your family, and you rather go do something else and make things harder. I'm not saying mooch off your family, but if they're willing to help, I mean, we all need some help, you know, but hey,
yeah.
That's why she's Lady Gaga, but she's still fucking crazy. You see the shit she be doing? Like, this is why I don't follow pop culture. I don't follow these things, but again, y'all, these are just some, I don't know if you knew these people were strippers before, if you didn't, but hey, you got some classic, not classic, but you know, you got some stars right now that were strippers at some point. Now we got some new stars that are becoming strippers now. So, it's just crazy. I guess it's just a cop-out for ladies, stripping and porn. Not a good cop-out, but I guess if you got to make your money, do it some way. But, all right, y'all, we'll be back. We hanging out, we chilling. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, and we'll be right back. We're going to do it like this.
Today, no more rent, I pay a proud owner, I can finally say I got 3 cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line, what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook, feet up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth Ave be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had wants. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper, we cruising, yacht named I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls, improve the education,
with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, revealed with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government made a difference. And now the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost we help them find a way. This will be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be I happy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, combine splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy now solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Baby, daddy don't sing.
But I'm saying no, it's halftime. Get
gang flow. Second last man for tempo. My dick gang, new Range Rover. So come on and take me out. I'll be your drive instructor. I take it over then speed it up. You better make me burn all my rubber. Especially when you be all in my ears saying you want it all. Kissing the hugger, licking the touching, girl, you know I love to hear you.
The first time I saw your face, I knew you were the one. The first time I met you for a secret rendezvous. The first time I saw your beautiful eyes. The first time.
Truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Like, you feel.
So that makes you mad?
No, wait, hold on. Like, it's not. I'm just explaining because I'm about to make a comparison real quick. Just overall, I'm just giving a little background as to why I think women are like cops and everything. You know, feel free to disagree with me, but I'm, now,
okay.
Also, women feel they could beat up on people and don't expect to get hit back. That happens a lot too. Just like
I don't
police,
know.
Just
I
like
mean,
police.
No,
police be expected to whoop a nigga's ass and don't expect a nigga to fight back. He's supposed to take that ass.
No, wait. I have to, because I've been in that situation before. So, yes, I will kindly and respectfully disagree with that, because there is only so much a woman is going to take before she. Now, if a bitch is just going around just slapping niggas for no fucking reason, then that's something different. That's something different. But speaking from where I sit at, I don't.
Well, what
that
I'm saying is,
I don't want to be.
Well, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying it like, if you got to defend yourself, then defend yourself. I'm not saying it like that. What I'm simply saying is, you know, when police are arguing with somebody, or there's a, you know, let's just say police are arresting somebody, or they have to arrest somebody, right? Now.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that person doesn't have a weapon, you know, they're not supposed to use their weapons. You know,
right.
that's the rule. So, you know.
Right.
So it's like, so say now you have a man and a woman in an argument or something like that. Now, as long as we're not using no weapons or anything, that doesn't give you can say what you want to, talk all you want to. As long as I don't touch you or do whatever to you or whatever, then don't harm me, don't put your hands on my body. So, but yet, you sitting there talking to a girl, and the girl will be the first one to pick up something to try to hit a nigga with it, or they'll be the one to take that first step. As long as we're arguing or we're just talking, then everything's okay. But they feel they can pull out that weapon and then justify why they just drew down on a nigga, if you get my analogy here. This is what I mean.
Oh, okay. Now that's something completely.
Okay,
different.
Okay.
I will throw my hands up on that situation, because that is something completely different. And women, if you are out there listening, I'm telling you straight up right now, you do not need to be putting your hands on no man.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you. But they don't know
straight up. Let's be real. Let's keep it 100 out here. Like. You feel me? Some of them are out here and some of them are bitches. Let's all be real. But there is no reason, if he's not putting his hands on you, for you to do that to him, because at the end of the day, you don't know where that strength deep down inside of him, and you just might give him that one little punch and he might really just black you out, and you are really going to be pissed when you wake up. So I suggest you just avoid those.
And then, like you, and then also, like girls, when you compare them to police, like police have different ranks, there are different types of cops. You got the patrol cop who goes to different neighborhoods, does all kind of stuff or whatever, you know, just patrols different areas and does different things in different areas. You got the detectives, you know, that are specific on certain things. You got the detective narcotics, the gang unit. You got this, you know what I mean? You got people that are specific on certain things, you know, and that's what some girls are. Some girls specifically like this type of person or like this type of target. Some people specific, you know, girls, it's amazing to me. Some girls are like SWAT. It's just a squad of girls. You can't even get one by herself. It's just SWAT unit that shows up. There's always like five or six of them that only travel or come out together. Like, it's just, but I'm saying all this to say, because As I always say, any other time, girls have the power, but it's like what y'all decide to do with it is always what perplexes me. It always what boggles me. It always what bothers me, because just like police, just like the shit we be seeing, when you abuse power, then you start to look bad and things start to go bad. And I'm just saying this because, like I said, I want people that are in relationships to try to keep things going, so hopefully maybe she may tone some shit down. And I'm not saying just bow down to niggas and everything like that, because a lot of these niggas out here are on some bullshit and everything too. Like I said, I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying, look at yourself and look at what you're doing, and be like, is this the type of person that I want to be classified as, or is this what I want to go down as being known as? Is this what I want people to think about me? I know a lot of girls, especially girls, just don't give a fuck, don't care. I understand that, but still, it should be some kind of selfness. And what I'm saying, especially as far as like. For people that may be dealing with somebody else or be in a relationship or anything like that, you got to think of it like this. Like, I'm driving, and I go to different neighborhoods, or anything like that. Now, depending, and you know, women are cops, women are police. Now, if I go into one, if I go over here, if over here, and there's a certain police force here, or there's a, you know, a police presence here. Now, if I go over here and the police don't bother me, you know, they don't drag me out of my car, they don't ask me all kind of questions, they don't pat my pockets every time I come down, they don't want to put me under a microscope and start, you know what I mean? If I could travel through this neighborhood, it'd be good. And especially when you know you're not doing wrong, this is the funny part. That'd be, like I said, especially as far as I go, because even in real life, when I deal with police, I don't care what they got to say or what they got to do or whatever, because I know I'm legal. I know I'm doing right. So whatever you digging for, whatever you searching for, whatever you're trying to find, go ahead and keep looking, because as soon as you get to the bottom of it, it's going to be like either I'm sorry or you're going to be mad you didn't find nothing. They're going to be say, fuck you, and tell me to keep pushing. That's what real police do, but it's like it's weird because girls are kind of like the same thing. Girls will dig for something, girls will look for something, girls will try to find something, and then think they found something, this, that, or whatever. Try to track it down, which, I mean, I guess if you don't have trust or anything like that, then you're at your full right to try to make things trustworthy at the same time. But just because somebody else doesn't trust you, just because it doesn't mean that I'm, you know, that doesn't mean somebody's not trustworthy.
I have to disagree.
Ah, here we go. Go ahead.
I mean, like, I'm not saying, you feel me, I'm not saying that what you're saying is right, but I'm saying that there are certain rules to, you know, there are certain exceptions to the rule. That's what I'll say. Now, okay, like you're saying if girls are detectives and stuff like that. Okay, now mind you, I'm the type of girl, I don't like to snoop. Like, I don't like to go looking for stuff, because I've been in a situation where I went and I've looked for stuff, and then what I found, I didn't like. You feel me? I didn't like it. But if you sit back long enough and you let a nigga talk, he'll start telling on himself. Now, everybody be wondering, oh, why I don't talk a lot? I don't talk a lot because I like to observe and I like to know what everybody else is talking about. See, people don't know what be going on with me because I don't talk a lot. I keep my business to myself, and when you start telling on yourself, and then it's like, okay, now that don't line up with that. So now, okay, you're not going to tell me the full truth, then I'm going to go look, because you don't want to tell me the full truth. Instead of you being like, okay, this is what happened, and this is what happened, and boop, 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 boop.
But this is exactly what I'm talking about, though. You see what you're saying right now?
Wait. But when dudes ask female questions, 9 times out of 10, depending on who you're messing with, you're going to get the whole truth. Now, I'm not telling you that all females is like that. I'm not telling you that all females are like that. But I'm telling you that
you said
a lot
9 out
of 10.
That's a big percentage. That ain't nowhere near the percentage I would think. But go ahead.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, it depends on who you're messing with, too. Like, yeah, I'm not telling you that they're not shady girls out there. But I'm not telling you that them shady girls are not the way that they are because somebody else made them that way.
No, we've had this discussion already before. We can go back and forth, but it's like which came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, you got hurt by this person, so I'm gonna hurt the next person, or that person hurt me, so
I'm
gonna hurt this.
That's right. I'm not saying that's right, because at the end of the day, I can't speak for nobody else but Queen V, and Queen V is not trying to bring the stuff that she's gone through in the past into a present relationship, because that's not fair and that's not right.
Well, all I was simply saying about the whole thing was just that, I mean, I'm just speaking from a, like I said, I don't speak for everybody, I'm speaking from a guy's perspective, and then there may be some ladies out there that may be listening as far as what your man may be thinking or what your, maybe going through your dude's head or anything like that, and you got to think of it like this, is as I was saying with the police presence and everything. A dude wants to go to a nice neighborhood where he don't got to worry about those kind of problems or no kind of issues. No guy wants to go somewhere where it's always going to be a hassle, where it's always going to be a problem, where somebody, you know what I mean, where he always has to worry about something, where there's always, you know, a guy's in the streets dealing with that shit already. You don't want to have to go home or to a place where it's supposed to be calm, cool, and collective and still have even more issues to deal with. This is just what I'm saying. And just on the police presence, like I was saying about that, it's like, think about it. Like, when you're driving, like I said, as far as I go, I can go wherever I want. because, like I said, I know I'm legal regardless, and if they do fuck with me, they're not going to find anything. But not everybody can do that. Some people are out there actually doing dirt and doing all kinds of shit, so they can't go to certain areas. They can't do certain things. You see the comparison I'm trying to make? And that's what I mean. If you already on some foul shit, doing some fucked up shit, then everywhere you go, motherfuckers is going to be looking at you like, woo-woo, like, what's wrong with you? Like, they're going to be questioning you. They're going to do all that and everything. But, like I said, as far as I go, I got to deal with it anyway. But the thing is, then it's like, okay, now which neighborhood am I going to? Am I going to go over here where I got to deal with this type of shit, or am I going to go somewhere where it's safer for me to be? And that's just coming from a guy's perspective. Just in ladies' head, if you can wrap your head around that just a little bit, it's like, if you want what's going on in your situation to be cool, then you can make it that way because you have the power. It's like, that's what I'm saying. You can mold it how you want it to be. But like I said, just like police or just like everybody else, they abuse that power. It gets abused sometimes, and that's the crazy part, because you don't have to. It's unnecessary. It doesn't have to happen that way. All right, but we're going to get a Daggers Double Play real quick. We're going to get back into the discussion. We'll see where it goes. I see we got some more callers calling in. Hopefully everything goes the way it's supposed to. Y'all, we'll be right back after Daggers Double Play. Dagger, Queen V, West Coast of Wednesday, something nights.
Now, let me start off by saying
what?
I want y'all to pick the dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope. Don't think
get
that.
This shit twisted. I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this so y'all can flip over any beat.
I just got to prove a point. You know,
anything.
I always got to prove a point.
You know what I mean?
And I got to let these women know,
like
too.
Said.
You know why?
Yo, I'm a G till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Huh?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G
till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Yo,
motherfucking fly. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't, go figure. They come with making figures, girl, it's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can or muscle. You making me chuckle, cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be. About to have me press my hair and pick me toes like sugar free. A lot has just been done to me, conceal my emotions. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in and bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room, I think I'm starting to leak. So you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home. You wanna go and get it though. Leave it in the street, let someone else pick it up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing, I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm motherfucking fly.
Now I don't try to come off me.
I really hate when you cry, but I be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Gave these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes, so I got weed, gas, drinking thistles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here into infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class, and my bank is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass. I got the ball now, bitch, you got about a gray one.
Yo.
That bucket makes 68, but you can keep the air one. You ain't follow that, so listen here.
I ain't even spit.
I'm saving room for my main course.
You decide it,
and I ain't in the mood.
Nope.
Bitch, I'm looking for some better food, cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too
what?
Motherfucking fly. Cause I'm
what?
Too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
Two motherfucking fly. I saw the game you tried to play and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip flipping, not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something, no one else can take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like Kid and Play. Daggers had enough of that.
Yo, you
gotta go. You almost had a nigga fooled, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president.
Whoa.
Now you just another nigga. You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a job. Just about to say I do, but now this shit will never be. So I'll just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G. I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm still a G.
Motherfucking fly.
You don't come correct, you don't come at all. You know what I mean?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
I'm out.
Exactly. Yeah. The Dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Now the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke up my car, don't stunt. I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause a nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't been yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you fuck. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you fuck. How you doing? Let me nibble on your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in game. I'll be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that ain't that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that ain't that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. Baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom. Looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Keep it sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right after you suck.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Fly for the top of the dock, you know what I mean? Pull up, you be at, you know what I mean? What it do, y'all saying? In the building, you know what I mean? With the dagger, y'all saying? So sincere right here, Jizo. Matter of fact, that nigga just told us yesterday, you know what I mean? But, back, you tell him about your shit.
I was getting head one day when I was born in a half. Sally
suck my dick up in her mouth and then call me daddy. Yep. She was sloppy with it, had it feeling wet and so good. She that when I closed my eyes, I thought that I was fucking her pussy.
Ooh.
Now Donna, she was a rookie, but so willing to learn. She would practice with me every day and skills she would earn. Now she's throwing and choking, using both hands with these strokes. She licking balls now, dropping draws, begging for poking. Then there was Jenny and Susie, both gave me head in the truck. Then they were sucky pass, like my dick was a blunt. They were so happy with it and so willing to share that they were taking turns all on me. Now my dick is a chair. Worst head I got from Claire, it was petty and weak. I didn't eat, closed my eyes, but this time fell asleep. She scraped my dick with a teeth. I hit her, thought she was dead. She woke up all apologetic, started handing my bread.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand, right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rules.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform...
Fuck off. You sick little back. I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right. And, y'all, if y'all still got trying to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue, or you can just press 1 to holler at us, all right? And let's see who's out here. MIA, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just chilling, you know, trying to relax the rest of the day out. Hello, hello, Queen V. How you doing?
What's up? I'm sorry. I'm sitting up here. I'm faded. I'm keep
drinking on stuff. How you feeling, Dagger?
No, I'm not as faded. I'm sober, actually. I'm good, but I can always be better. I'm hanging in there. As long as I'm here, it seems like everything's okay. Like I said, the only thing that seems to be going right is Bang Out Radio. So that shit is crazy.
I'll
tell
you, though.
Right.
For real. Bang Out every day.
Oh, man. But, yeah, but as we were talking about, like I said, maybe really it is just me. I just really think I'm just starting to lose touch with a lot of things, or just really just starting not to care as much as I probably should, because it's just that with me, I'm just – well, let me do it this way. I'm sorry, maybe this may be cocky or whatever, but the shit that I do, anything that I really put my mind to or say that I'm going to do or put together works. It's been tested. It's been happening. Whenever I just do something, like even Bang Out Radio, like even now, like when I basically kind of took over right now and I've been trying to hang out, like I said, we have our ups and downs, but basically we've been here and I've been kind of holding this down by myself for almost going on 2 years now. So usually when I put my,
just go for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I put my mind to something, and that goes in my life too. When I put my mind and say I'm going to do something, then nine times out of ten is going to fucking happen. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to let you know it's not going to happen, you know. So it's,
yeah, that's
it's
true, but a lot of people can't do that, you know.
But that's
a lot
the crazy part, because
I just say they want to do something and never do it.
But that's the crazy part, because that's what I be trying to understand is that, and then I let people operate, like Queen was saying earlier. Like when you sit back and you let people operate, then they do what they feel is right for them and do what they feel is right, and you know, by all means, live your life as you see you should. But at the same time, it's like when you bring two people together, you're trying to work out a situation or do something like that, there has to be that middle ground. There has to be that compromise. And if it's not that, then it's just nothing's going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And that's the sad part, at least as far as I go, because at least on my end of things, it's like I don't feel I have to compromise, because 9 times out of 10 I'm right. My percentage is good. It's like just listen. And it'll work. And it'll work. But that's where the trust factor comes in. That's where the faith comes in. That's where the, you know, you have to put your past aside, or you have to put things to the side to be able to deal with a person like that. And it's just crazy, because since I expect that seems to be my biggest problem.
Yeah, I mean, like, of course, I think you have to put your past to the side in order to deal with somebody, but at the same time, if the person that you're dealing with can't at least try to help you, you know, get through it, then, you know, does that person
I'm not necessarily
care,
talking about getting through a past situation. What I'm saying is that it's like...
Yeah, because I'm kind of just coming in, so I don't really know. I'm just...
Well, no, because, I mean, we're talking about, like I said, we're saying the cop situation and everything like that, but I'm just simply saying as far as I go, because... I guess I'm just really too old school with situations. And, I mean, I'm not even that old. It's crazy. But I just really think, like women, like a woman is supposed to follow a man. You know what I mean? I'm not saying bow down to him. I'm not saying that. But if you get what I mean, you're supposed to follow
a man. I can
take
that in a way, but now it's like guys don't really give us nothing to follow. You feel me? So it's like, and then when we do try to follow him, it's like, oh,
I followed a man, and then when it came down to it, it was like once we was breaking up, like when we was breaking up, he was like, oh, you shouldn't have did this, and when I asked you to go with me over here to see my baby mama and my baby, you shouldn't have went, and like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy,
you know,
because
like,
it's
crap
like
that. Like, that's crazy.
Well, I'm sorry,
like,
I don't
know.
Like I said, this is amazing too, because I just don't, the shit that y'all that dealt with or whatever is like, I don't get it. I get it, but I don't, because it's like y'all dealing with dudes and niggas, and it's like I don't understand how niggas can act like that. I mean, I can, but at the same time, I can't, because I can't put myself in a dumb nigga's shoes. Like I said, I'm not saying I don't do dumb shit, but the shit that,
exactly,
shit that y'all be complaining about, the shit that y'all have dealt with, is like, I don't understand where that comes
from.
But
the thing about it, you just have to understand that everybody don't really think the same. Something that you can be thinking about is like really a big deal. It's not too much of a big deal to the other person. You feel me?
Exactly.
If you go with them somewhere, you feel me, and they not really understanding how you feel about the situation, then you feel me, why should you go in the first place?
But no,
you feel
but
me?
See,
but
this,
if they wasn't
is,
comfortable, then why should
they
watch
it? Too, but see, I guess, like you said, everybody's not the same, because, like I said, I explained the situation from jump, and this is what also confuses me as well, because it's like there are those guys out there, some of them that come and explain the situation off top, you know, this is what it is, this is the situation, this is what's going on, and then throughout the process, it's like, people think that changes. Like, a lot of girls do that sometimes, too. Like, they get, like, okay, well, that's fine. I'll deal with that
for
now, and I can change it. I can change it during the process.
But see, I feel that to a certain extent, though. Like, when you start, let's say I deal with somebody. He told me, like, okay, from the jump, I do this, 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 and this. Okay, so I'm like, okay, from the jump, I knew that. All right, this is what you do, this is what you about.
Oh,
all right,
you
boom.
Talking about knowing from the jump and not knowing from
the jump. And then you come later on down the line, and then it's like, okay, now throw this in the mix. And then you're like, whoa. Like, where did that come from? Like, I knew you did this, that, and the third. Now all of a sudden you talking about you doing something different. Like, where did that come from? And now all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, now I'm not cool with that. But, you know, and now I care about you. I care about you enough to be like, you know what? No, that's not okay. That's not cool. I'm not rocking with that. Like, now what's up?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Because, like I said, I try to stay drama-free. I don't do all that. It's like people come at me all kind of sideways, or even if I feel – and that's what I also do as well is weird. I withdraw from a lot of situations because, again, I feel and I know that I – and like I said, just speaking on me, not speaking on everybody, I don't got nothing to hide. So whenever anybody comes at me on some shit, it's hilarious to me.
Anything.
And they get mad at me because my first initial reaction is to laugh. That's my first initial reaction. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is coming at me like
for
this.
Real.
And then, two, then I kind of get angry because I'm like, oh, wait, who? What the? Then I'm like, okay, now I'm angry. Now, then I just walk away from the situation, at least for a little while. I try to, because like I'm saying, me being angry is, number one, is not a good thing. And then me being angry, like right then and there, like if somebody hits me with something, like if somebody hits me with something, my initial reaction is never good. My initial reaction
is never
good.
Everybody is going to be upset, like, and get upset about a situation. And, you know, like, when you mad, you do react to things in a way that you would normally react.
But
at the same time, it's like, damn, you feel me? It's just like,
I'm still speaking on me. I don't, like I said, I don't cause people problems. This is another thing that frustrates me.
Especially when you don't cause
issues. I don't cause people problems. I don't go out of my way to find problems with people. You know what I mean? Because eventually,
hell no, I definitely don't like that shit.
Because people are gonna do.
I don't got time for it.
Because number one, people are gonna do what they want to do anyway, and then nobody can really hide anything. If it's anything that major, then nobody can hide anything for that long. Eventually, something always happens. That's
the
always
truth will always come out. You feel me? No matter what. That's
and
one
then
thing
as far
my
as
mom
I go,
always told me. Right.
And then the sad part is a lot of people don't pay attention, and that's the coldest part about me, is that's why I'm so quiet. That's why I don't speak a lot in this, because I like to watch. I like to just sit back and watch how people operate, because you can't. People can say whatever they want to. People can say whatever their mind tells their mouth to say. But people cannot, you know, you can't change your mannerisms. You can't change,
you
know.
You can't change what you say. That's
what I said.
You can't change
how you act. You can't change how you carry yourself. You know, you can't do that. And that's where people get, things confused, is because a lot of people want to say, well, don't look at what I do, listen to how I say. And I don't operate like that. No, I look at what you do. What you say has absolutely, you know, is here or there. Because like I said, people have been telling me stuff all my life. So what you say is here or there. Your actions, what you do, what I can see, how people operate and everything like that.
Yeah, for real.
That's what it is. Because
that's
you can't,
what it is.
You can't hide that.
For real.
So,
you can't hide yourself. You know, you can't hide yourself from other people. You can hide behind a phone and you can hide on the internet, but you can't hide in nobody's face.
So I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm just trying to realize certain things, and it's just that, like I said, family always got something to say. Especially, it's just that there's always a nigga can never be peaceful in a situation. That's all I'm really looking for, is just peace.
They always say actions speak louder than words. So at the end of the day, like, I could be mad about a situation, and I could react to that situation, and then at the end of the day, I can go back and be like, no, I shouldn't have reacted the way that I acted, you feel me? Or you can sit back and be like, well, he is always like this, or he is always like that, and when I do call, he is, you know, it's all about how somebody acts. And at the end of the day, if somebody can treat you well enough and not what they be talking about, runs what you be thinking about, then the relationship could be okay. You feel me? But I feel like when it gets to that point, and I'm not even just talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. I'm talking about relationships, period. I'm talking about homies. I'm talking about moms and dads and kids and all of that other stuff. Communication is key, too. But at the end of the day, yeah, you can sit back and I can watch somebody and how they act. And, you know, and that can turn me off in a minute. How you act, and, you know, you can only do certain some to me a certain amount of time.
True.
And after that, it's like, oh, no, I ain't fucking with you no more, because that's how you are.
But that's
like,
only if
after,
you
like,
really
the first
can't
time,
deal
like,
with that.
Oh, but, you know, after a couple times, you'd be like, oh, no, like, that's who you are. Like. That's
for real. That's really what you do. That's why you really got to try to take the chance to get to know somebody, too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you can see those little things that you may not like. You feel me? Because
it may
be
those
little things that you may like so much. And you'd be like, damn, I like that. That you would never know about a person until you'd be around them. And it's things that you can find out about them that you're not going to like. You feel me?
Exactly.
If it's something that bad to where you like, ugh, oh, my God, you know, then
and
that's fucked up.
And that's
like,
why
damn.
I think it's crazy that
but
people be talking about being in love after 3 weeks.
Like,
you know, where the fuck you come from?
You need to do this, you feel me? You need to get your shit right, and you feel me? We, you know, but shit on.
I really don't know. I just really honestly think I'm probably going to be single for the rest of my life because nobody wants to step up to the plate.
I think that same shit, Dagger. I think that I'm going to be alone with like two little miniature puppies running around my house.
I'm gonna be by myself. I don't need nobody. I'm gonna be up there in that. Like I said, I'm gonna go get my mountain cave with my rock that says what that opens up when I say open sesame. It says the rock's gonna slide to the side. I'm gonna go in my cave and be straight because I just don't. Number one rule I think I said on this show is in order to deal with people or in order to be in a relationship or just to have a relationship with people, you have to deal with a certain level of bullshit. And I just realized that I just choose not to deal with any bullshit at all.
You just have to realize that you don't have to deal with some bullshit.
There should be no bullshit
Everything
whatsoever.
Is never going to be perfect.
It's always going to be something. I know nothing's not going to be perfect.
Somebody's going
to
make you mad.
Just because it's not perfect doesn't mean that there has to be bullshit involved. There's a different. I know nothing's not perfect, but bullshit.
That's just like saying
bullshit.
You don't want to be in a relationship and never hear your bitch for it one time. It's like you're going to fucking hear it. Like, it's life. Like, you know, like, problems will happen.
Cause then, or it's gonna be the opposite of that. Cause then I get to just really, truly be the asshole. Cause I start doing this shit. Like, remember the lady? I don't know if anybody used to watch Mad TV. I used to watch Mad TV. But remember the Viacom lady over there? When people would talk, she'd just be like, la 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 la. La 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 la. Like, that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
I be wanting to be. That's just how I feel when people be trying to say something to me or talk to me. I just want to say that. Like,
okay,
la,
Dagger.
La,
have
la,
you
la,
ever
la,
killed
a
question,
la,
Dagger? Dagger.
That's so rude.
Have you ever tried it? Dating different races, like how do you feel about dating, if you really can't find nobody, you're just gonna be lonely, you really just want to dig in your man cave. Why don't you try to explore something before you say that? I've explored other races.
I mean, I know you have, but you never know what's gonna make you happy, so you try it. No, because I know myself. I know what I'm attracted to. I know what works for me. And I know if I'm gonna be married or actually be with somebody, it's gonna be a black woman. I know that. That's just me. Period. So
yeah,
nothing's going to change that. So I just know how I am, and I know the type
that's
of women
popping.
That I do like and that I prefer.
That's popping.
That'll,
you know what?
I appreciate the hell out of that
because you know what? I'm so irritated and I be so mad. My brother and all my cousins, like, I don't understand my family. The men in my family like white girls, and they ain't never.
Because
like,
white girls is easier to deal with than y'all black girls. They are. I mean, I understand.
All right,
I understand why guys go to other races. I understand.
I lived in the South for almost a year, and you know what they constantly told me? They was like, oh, first thing they ever, when they saw me, the first thing they ever said was, oh, you got ass. And then it was like, once you pissed me off, and then I went there. Because I had an attitude. Like, I've calmed my attitude down a hell of a lot. But I had an attitude, and it was like, you see, this is why I don't fucking date you black bitches. And I'd be like, whoa. why we gotta be all of that? And then why on top of that, like, I knew a guy that never dated a black girl in his whole life. And he was black.
Some black guys are scared of black women.
Like,
some of y'all are scared. Some black women just
like,
scare black men into other races
that's
and everything
real
like
shit.
That. So.
They y'all think we scary. Y'all always. I was watching a movie, Mr. and Mrs. Brooks, whatever. That shit was crazy. Like, y'all black men are scared of us, and y'all shouldn't be afraid of us because.
What do you mean,
like,
we shouldn't be afraid of y'all? Hell yeah, we should
be
afraid of y'all.
We need y'all, motherfuckers.
We
afraid
of
y'all.
I just ain't no punk. That's the only thing about me. I'm scared every day. I ain't gonna admit it. It ain't gonna stop me from doing what I gotta do and everything. But I'm scared of y'all. I mean, this shit is scary.
I mean, maybe you should go into a relationship
with
a little bit more confidence, and you won't be afraid of a strong black woman.
It has nothing to do with confidence. Trust
it's
me,
not about being crazy either.
But no,
it's about
see,
not letting bullshit run.
My confidence is on point because even though I'm homeless and everything's going bad for me and everything like that, fuck that, I'm still one of the best dressed homeless dudes on the map. You know what I mean? I ain't the fucking like I ain't on the street homeless and everything. But I mean, just technically, so I mean,
oh
it's not about a confidence thing. It's just that you have to understand, like I said, when dealing with, especially black women, like we were talking about all day, there's certain shit that you're going to have to deal with that really shouldn't, because at the same time, like I said,
and
black women, real black women, like, know how to calm down, know how to pick their battles, know how to get in a situation, and
that's
know how
true.
To handle things without
that's
it getting onto
right
a bullshit
right.
level. Because even with
right.
me,
but that's the difference between the real black woman and the black girl.
Even if
and these hood rats that the TV and these little fake role models
yeah,
are trying to
somebody
be. Like, just
trying
like
to be somebody
earlier,
different.
Like, we have fake role models. Like, real black women do real stuff and be real
women
about their
shit.
Whole life. Like, for real. Like, let's be real. A lot of these hood rats that you see running around and be on TV and fighting each other and all sorts of crazy.
They getting all the exposure.
It's not the black woman. Like, me personally, like, everybody be like, oh, your mama is that old. I'm not going to put my mama out there, but she is older. You feel me? So, and my mama is the youngest out of her five brothers and sisters. So I've grown up knowing what it's like to be around real black women and real black
yeah,
men.
Yeah, and
like,
to really
I
try to do something.
It's certain
exactly.
things that I won't put up with, and it's certain things that I won't stand for. But at the end of the day, I know how to shut my mouth, and I know how to be quiet, and I know how to stand by my man, and I know how to go in, and I know how to cook, and I know how to clean, and I know how to clean dirty.
Yeah,
dirty,
but it's just choosing
that
right person to really do that.
Let's be real. But you sit on TV and you got all these hood rats sitting up here. You got 40-year-old women fighting each other in bars and throwing champagne bottles.
But it really seemed like the guys really go for, like, the hood rat. Oh, I want to show my titties and shake my ass and have the long-ass weave and, you know, get all the attention. But you feel me, the girl who comes in just, like, just regular want to dance too, you feel me, and just have a good time. You feel me, don't get no attention, but the bitch who's shaking her ass is ratchet. You feel me, but you always talking about, oh, it ain't no good females out here. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's the other thing, too. But then it's like when you get that one real black woman who's been through all her crap, and then when she start acting crazy, then all of a sudden she's ratchet and she don't know how to act and she a hood rat and, ooh, why she snap. But it's like,
I mean, it's the difference between having
then,
fun,
like,
though, and
we,
like,
but at the end of the day, it's like,
stress.
And real crap, like, where did all the good black men go?
Exactly. That's what I'm
talking about. The black women messed them up. That's what happened.
Like,
the black
no,
women
it's
messed
not
up.
Just
that's
about
what,
that. It's
I said
not just
it last
about
week.
The black women.
I said it
it's
last
about
week.
The
I said it last week. And I'm still standing by what I said last week, is that if you dig down deep enough into something, the woman did something somewhere that just threw everything off. If you dig down anywhere in any situation, I'm not saying, I'm going to always
drinking.
Say, because as long as women have the power, and I keep saying that, then the responsibility falls where the power is. So, ladies, if you want to have the power, if you want to have all that and everything, then you're going to take the responsibility for shit as well. That's what I'm sticking by, and that's what I'm going by.
But, see, you said that we should take the responsibility for everything, but still at the end of the day, it had to be something before the black woman did what she did for her snap. See, there
doesn't even got to be snap. You see, okay, hold on. We're gonna get into some music. Hold on, before we finish this off, let's because we
man.
So hold on, all right, let's ride it out. A couple more tracks. We're gonna get back and finish this off, right, ladies? So Queen, MIA chilling, Dagger, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Hope y'all enjoying. We'll be right back.
You know just what you do, and it don't feel wrong. And I'ma get right to it. So I'ma beat it down. Yeah, I'ma beat it down. If you feel like I should be the only one to see it, I'ma turn the camera off before I beat it down. I'm
I know what to do. And yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep strut, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the wall down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Told me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and two off the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with a daddy stroke, but she want the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit's the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
What you do, and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
Every first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanded me, and I would be your choice. And again, how could I not be? I got plans to put wet bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky. And I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs. Prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that could be together forever, no matter the weather. Struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't shine with no guy, so don't be acting side like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I give you a so high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happy to remember with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.